And Kathy Dawes, we'll spend just a few more minutes with Roman Gonta. We do have other guests waiting out in the lobby, I know. And Roman Gonta, again, Director, Center of Excellence for Vector-Borne Diseases, College of Veterinary Medicine, K-State, and very interesting here today. I know that we had talked some about places to avoid, but we did have a question during the break. Someone wanted to know about, does cooking the meat make any difference on this allergy question at all?
I'm afraid the answer is no. Cooking is not going to take care of the problem. Even when you're cooking, you are not removing all this, the sugar alpha-gal out of it. As you're eating, it still digests and comes out and causes the allergy.
We do have another call. Let's go ahead and take that call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Our son and I will go out to the farm and work, and he'll come back with quite a few ticks, and I may just have one. Is there a reason for that?
Well, that's a very good question. It's possible that there may be the simple explanation is that probably he's more, he's a young man, maybe he's getting exposed more than you. Or you're working similarly, maybe you have so many exposures to the ticks over the years that the ticks are no longer interested in feeding on you because we kind of develop some kind of immunity against repeated feeding. This happens when we do in the laboratory experiments. We put the feed the ticks on an animal, and next time they will less and less will feed on that. So that possibility is there. It was possible that you may have exposed a lot more than your son.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Appreciate the call. 537-1350. Just a few more minutes here with Roman today. And I know that we had talked about places to avoid and things to be aware of. Just, you know, anything else we need to kind of share with folks?
Yes. The good old myth is that ticks, you have to worry about only when you go for camping or parks where the ticks are more likely prevalent, and those situations are gone. So even in your own backyard or front yard or in Manhattan parks, you might still see the ticks. You might wonder, how come? It's because if you see the white-tailed deer are everywhere. The deer are moving and adapting to live with us because they have no place to go. And their population is increasing at high numbers because at some point we wanted to conserve the white-tailed deer, I guess about 40 years ago. And then deer numbers increased in high numbers coupled with deforestation and expansion of the cities and construction, all those things. Look at that in the last decade, how much expansion we have in Manhattan. So this makes a big difference. And I have a colleague, her daughter had a tick from her daycare. So within 48 hours, she spotted a tick. She was panicked. I said, there is nothing to feel worry about it when you see a tick. Please take it carefully out. If you have a tweezers, then you pull it straight out. And if you're not sure about it, please go to your doctor or other healthcare worker who might help you with that. And then again, if you don't have any clinical signs within a week to 10 days to 2 weeks, probably you're okay. But on the other hand, a child or an adult, anybody develops some kind of fever, some unusual behavior, you have more things to worry about tick meat allergy because they may be developing some infections. As I mentioned, there are 6 different infectious diseases that can be caused by Lone Star tick alone.
And they like can be that, very harmful.
They can be deadly sometimes. Mm-hmm. Children and Rocky Mountain spotted fever can kill. Same is true, ehrlichiosis.
Especially if not caught right away.
Exactly. If they're not caught right away, they're not treated, and attention was not given. And even the bourbon virus, the people died. That was from Kansas.
Well, that's scary stuff.
I know.
Well, I know we need to let you go, but May 5th of next year, you say there's a big conference going to be right here in our own location.
Yes, in Manhattan, Hilton Garden is where we are planning to host a conference. Actually, we're targeting to anybody interested, mostly healthcare workers or veterinarians or anyone wants to improve their knowledge about ticks and tick-borne illnesses. We thought we will target that kind of a talk. It's a one-day conference on May 5th. Hopefully this will continue every year beyond that if there is an interest. We'll try to give the best, most updated scientific data about ticks and tick-borne illnesses. And people will also open maybe 30 minutes to 1 hour session to question answer sessions to the experts so people can ask questions.
Well, Roman, this has been very informative, and I know I've learned a lot too, right along with our listeners. Roman Gonta again with us, K-State College of Veterinary Medicine, talking about ticks today. And we'll take a break, and we have a couple patient folks out in the lobby. Came a little bit earlier than I'd expected. Directors of the Flint Hills Foster Teen Camp, Mike and Lisa Irvin, will be joining us, and you're listening to In Focus.
Thank you, Kathy.